Bobo Goes West, Chapter 18. Well, the Japanese police took pig-eating Fu to jail, and then the professor and Jeeves hosted a huge party back at their place. The laboratory was filled with dogs and cats, and everybody just getting along together.
Quiet, everyone. I would just like to say one thing. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for helping out and for allowing good to prevail in the face of uncertain times. Oh, yes. So, everybody, I'd like to propose a toast to Bobo. Because if not for Bobo, everything would have been lost. Thank you, Bobo, from the bottom of my heart.
Good job, Bobo.
Once the party was over, it was time for everyone to go back home, to go back to their normal lives, to go back to doing whatever made them uniquely them. Bobo knew he had a long trip ahead of him, but so did his friends. Since pig-eating food was in jail, all the New Jersey dogs just went back to New Jersey. And there they started the minor league soccer team.
You should have passed to me.
No, you should have passed to me.
No, you should have passed to me.
Let's all pass to each other.
That's a wonderful idea.
Go dogs!
Our old friend Mr. Monito ended up spending some time in the same maximum security prison that pig-eating food was in. The Japanese officials got him for tax evasion and racketeering charges.
Oh, this jail cell's marvelous. It's absolutely delightful. I've never seen such a wonderful jail cell.
Our old friend Jason from the Kitty Sanctuary in Hawaii pretty much went on doing his own thing.
Okay, everybody, now put your arms out to the side, okay? Yeah. Oh, okay. Good.
He led yoga classes 3 days a week at the center. And on the weekends, he flew the helicopter and took people on volcano tours of the Hawaiian island. Yeah, hold on, folks. It's going to be a little bit bumpy. Ooh. Droopy McGee went back to riding the rails across America. Well, across the world, really. He figured since he was in Japan, he could just travel over to Vladivostok in Russia, and he could hitch a ride on the Siberian Railway all the way across Asia and to Europe.
Excuse me, could somebody get me some ketchup?
Aziza ended up going back to the Kitty Sanctuary in Seattle. There she worked with Dobar and the other monks to help instill mindfulness and awareness in people all across the Pacific Northwest. Jeeves and the professor went back to work in the lab. There was still plenty of research to be done, and Jeeves and the professor were definitely up to the task.
Okay, now Jeeves, I'm going to jump in. You put the other gateway right next to it, and then I'll go through and through and through. Ready? On your mark. Get set.
Spanky had a lot of choices. He could have gone back to the Kitty Sanctuary, but he liked working with the professor, and he loved Tokyo. He was looking forward to getting to work with the professor and Jeeves, creating new and amazing things.
So, Bobo, what are you going to do? You're pretty good in a tight spot. We could use you.
Oh, no, I'm going to go home. I'll bet my mom is worried sick.
Oh, yeah. Moms are like that. So I guess that means you're not going to stay here with me and the professor and Jeeves.
Nope. I'm going back to Omaha.
Well, good luck, Bobo. Old buddy, old pal.
Thank you, Spanky.
Are you going to use the wormhole? You want to take a ride in the portal? We could drop you back with the portal.
Oh, no. I think I'll just go back the old-fashioned way.
Well, good for you, Bobo. You earned it. You're a good friend. Come back anytime.
So Bobo came home to Omaha, a little older and a little wiser. His mom was so glad to see him. Gertrude and Sally and Bear threw him a big party when he got back. Well, it wasn't a big party. It was really just the four of them in the living room, but there were cupcakes. Gertrude wasn't the best cook, but Sally was used to working out of a cookbook and made some amazing muffins.
Oh, Mom. Oh, everybody, I'm so glad to be back.
We're glad to have you back.
Yeah, we're glad to have you back.
We are glad to have you back, Bobo. Well, I sure feel like I learned a lot. I've traveled so far, and I've learned so much. I love traveling the whole big wide world, but sometimes you have a whole lot to learn just right here at your front doorstep. I guess I'm never, ever going to have to travel the wide, wide world ever again. It's great to be home, everybody.
Yeah, it's good to have you home, Bobo.
Yeah,
it's good to have you home. Now let's eat these muffins. Did Mom make them?
No, I did.
Oh, thank goodness.
Bobo Goes West, written and performed by Noah Musser.